You're listening to Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliette Frumholt, joined by our second live musical guest of the evening. These guys are returning guests. This is their second time under this name, though they've been here in prior projects as well. We're so excited to have them back as they're preparing to release a new album. You can also catch them at Blind Bob's this Saturday night. We're going to tell you more details about that show, about their album release show, and we're even going to hear a track from the new one. But first, we're going to have a live song from our friends in Big Time Pharaohs. Take it away, you guys.
Make do with a dead man's tongue because you need one. Fooling no one. Hope you find a better disguise before you think about eating that capsule. One bad apple spoil the bunch, but at least they're going down with you. Make no mistake, sink or swim, you're going nowhere fast, and no one does it faster than to the importance of waiting on the next new fashion or something to happen, not a miracle to work. In the meantime, you're laying low. You know you're in too deep, so make your case to ditch the extra weight, but still leave yourself for something to show. Promise not to show some forethought. It only further clouds your judgment. Better off just work in the crowd and not relying on the old man's dime. Two at a time. You got a lot of nerve, but what's more, you got a lot to prove. Family's greatest shame. They'll die with nothing to your name but a letter signed. Please rise soon.
Doing it old school bluegrass style with Big Time Pharaohs here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Welcome back, you guys. It's been a little while.
Hey, thanks for having us.
My pleasure. So happy to have you as you are preparing to release a new album. So tell me a little bit about the process of crafting this one. It's called If These Frogs Could Talk. Tell me a little bit about the genesis of all this.
Well, most of these songs started with Steve this time, and so we just met at his house every Sunday for 6 months to a year, and eventually went and recorded drums at a studio, and then just finished the rest up at my house.
Nice. And so, you said you worked on them for about 6 months. So this was all then newer material.
Yeah, and Steve wrote a lot of these songs, and there was like the framework in place, and then we would just kind of play them out and just see what kind of felt the best for us to do, and they came together really well, in my opinion.
Your humble opinion.
It's probably the least in a long time that we haven't written, like, sitting behind a computer. So it was mostly born out of band practices and really organic rehearsals. So that was different for us.
That has to be, when it's a different writing process for you, it has to be, I'm sure, both a little intimidating, but it also sounds like a really fun writing process.
Yeah, I loved going over there every Sunday, and we would play Mario Maker and stuff.
Mario Maker, and then make some music.
Yeah, exactly. Got the creative juices flowing.
Yeah, yeah. So this one's going to be coming out on Loftco Records from right here in Ohio, homegrown all the way. I love it. So tell me, you've got the album coming out. You've got a couple of shows coming up. What does kind of 2018 look like for you guys as you're on the eve of releasing something? What are you hoping to do as we head into the spring and the summer and all that stuff?
I think in a perfect world, we get to play a lot more shows, but also maybe get out of town a little bit. Nothing crazy, but the tri-state area.
start pushing that circle a little wider.
Yeah, I think that would be fun. And I just like hanging with these guys. Any excuse to go on a short trip and play songs would be a lot of fun for me. We're not super serious about it. Everyone has full-time jobs and no real aspirations of making it big or anything. So to do that would be, that would be as much as I'd want to do with this band, I think.
Well, that's, the thing is, that's not nothing, because to be able to take, getting together on a Sunday and making music and to take that out into the world. Some people never get past the, just sitting around the living room sort of.
You know,
thing.
It gets us out of the house. And that's nice.
It has been different, though. It's with the first album, there was a lot more of Dustin bringing the songs to everybody. And then they were pretty much, I feel like, for the most part, written. But I feel like this one was way more involved with everybody. Having their own special part, what they excelled at most, being able to contribute to it. So we're really excited about the record.
It's kind of a cool place to be in as a band. I see a lot of bands, especially as they are sort of getting into the second album, it goes from being that sort of one person taking the lead on the writing to becoming that collaborative thing of one person might bring the ideas to the table, but they get hashed out together rather than, as you said, kind of behind computers and things like that. That's gotta feel like a really good place for you guys to be in as a band.
Definitely, and I would say that having the framework there, which is, I feel like, something that I can do pretty solidly, and Jordan and Dustin are fantastic at really fleshing those out and tweaking it and really making it fit the style that we're going for. So I'm definitely really excited.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I want to give folks a chance to hear a track from the album, give everybody a little preview. What are we going to hear? Tell us a little bit about the song we're going to play.
So this song is called Atomic Cafe.
It's Atomic Cafe. It's actually a song that my dad had written. He was in a punk band back in the 80s. I believe, what did he say? It was 82?
81.
81. So penned in 81. It was, he had recorded it on a cassette tape player with him and his friend Dave Hatley. And they had basically a guitar track and a vocal track, and it never really got a chance to flesh it out with drums or bass or anything like that. So I know he's super excited about it. We actually surprised him. And I just remembered it from when I was a kid, and we surprised him at a show that he showed up at, and we just had learned it. And I didn't remember all the lyrics, but we put it together, and he was blown away by it, and I know he's super excited. I think that he's listening as well, so
hey.
I know he's going to be pretty excited to hear it.
And you can listen for him. He's yelling Atomic Cafe with us at the end of the track.
Perfect, yeah. Perfect. Oh, what a beautiful continuity there, beautiful musical continuity. Well, let's take a listen to this one. It's called Atomic Cafe, and it's from Big Time Pharaohs. It's going to be on their new album. We're going to talk more about that and how you can see them live. And, of course, we'll hear some more live music here in a second, here on Kaleidoscope on WISO.
Atomic Cafe.
Oh, that is a punk rock classic right there. I love it.
Thank you.
So cool. It's Big Time Pharaohs. That one's called Atomic Cafe, and it's from their new album, If These Frogs Could Talk. So what I find so cool about you guys is that you're in here, you're playing like bluegrass style, one microphone, tight harmonies, and then you bust out this amazing punk rock song. And I know, having followed you guys for a while, you do pull from all these different genres and influences and sort of mix them and bend them to be your own. When you're putting together an album like the one you're getting ready to release, are you thinking about sort of all of those different genres and that sort of flow, or does that just kind of all come out organically as you're writing and creating it?
I would say it came out much more organically the second time around. We weren't quite sure what we were doing on the first record, and so we were really trying to force a couple themes. But, yeah, it seems much more organic this time.
Cool, cool. Now, folks can catch you guys live. You're going to be at Blind Bob's on January 27th, which is Saturday night, and you're going to be joined by Andy Gabbard and Yard Boss. And so the cool thing about that bill is I feel like that right there encapsulates kind of two different ends of the musical spectrum, with you guys kind of right in the middle. So I'm assuming will this be a full band set for you guys?
Yeah, that'll be with amplifiers and drums.
all the bells and whistles.
Yeah.
Cool, cool. And then you're going to be celebrating the album release in Middletown on February 3rd. Tell us about where you're going to be playing there.
We'll be playing at the Slice. It's used to be the guys that ran Cincy by the Slice and Over the Rhine. They reopened in Middletown, downtown Middletown, right on Central Avenue. And they're awesome people, and there's great pizza, and we're excited to play there.
Very nice. Like pizza party, CD release party?
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
I love it.
All ages.
Oh, and all ages. That's fantastic.
Yeah, that's even better. So, a lot of our younger, five, six-year-old fans can come out.
Hey, you got to nurture that next generation of fans and musicians.
We want to keep making money well into our retirement.
If folks want to keep tabs on where you guys are going to be and getting their hands on the album and all that good stuff, where should they connect with you online?
There are two Facebook pages for us, and they both have the same photo and name. Just Big Time Pharaohs on Facebook. It'll be the one that seems like the real one if you have any trouble parsing through them.
I think I linked to the correct one at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. It had your picture, so I'm going to assume that's the right one.
It could be.
Maybe. It gives you guys an allure of mystery.
Yeah.
Well, we've got Big Time Pharaohs in the house. They're getting ready to release their new album. It's called If These Frogs Could Talk. You can celebrate with them on February 3rd in Middletown at The Slice. But in the meantime, check them out this Saturday night at Blind Bob's. They're going to be playing with Yard Boss and Andy Gabbard. And we've got all those details online. But first, what do you think, guys? Shall we do some more live ones?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Take it away whenever you're ready.
Blink twice to show that you're still there. The kind of tragedy you read about, you're caught off guard, taken unaware, leaving all your poor planned affairs. Is there still time to rectify all of the dumb things you did when you were young? Wake up feeling like someone new. Think twice before you make your move. You wish your family would shut their mouths, collect someone new.
Time Pharaohs live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Check them out Saturday night at Blind Bob's. They're going to be playing with Yard Boss and Andy Gabbard. Their new album, If These Frogs Could Talk, will be released February 3rd. The celebration is at the Slice in Middletown, and we've got details on connecting with them and coming to these shows at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Guys, thank you so much for coming in, and don't be strangers for so long next time.
Thanks so much for having us. Before we go, I really just did want to do my radio voice on the air here.
Go for it.
And just say, Denny Burke in the morning coming back with Big Time Pharaohs. Oh, morning long. Thank you.
Oh, you are good. You are very good.
Thank you so much, Juliet.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
I'm on a tangent, textbook ephemeral. Facts are confusing me. I'm so free.